So we come to Sunday morning service, and already we have a mindset of how we're going to act in Sunday church. And what I noticed was a lot of kids that had been in church for a long time had already put on their church hat, and they sat back, but they could kind of miss out on what God's doing right now in their lives. So I don't want to miss out. I don't want to miss out what God's doing right now in this very moment. See, I was talking to Joseph at work, and he said, one day of favor. We talked about a song that Matt Secret sang. You guys remember that song? He said, one day of favor is worth 1,000 days of your own time. I said, Joseph, I said, we could work for 1,000 days on our own time. And it would never be as worth as that one moment, that one day of favor that God has for us. You can work 1,000, but that's a great point. It's like, I don't want to miss the very moment, right now, the God moment that he has. Right now, God might want to download an idea about your destiny, about who you are, about what he's called you to do, about your purpose. Right now, God wants to do a download in you that would set you up for 1,000 days. But if we allow the location to determine how we're going to receive or what we're going to do, we could miss that moment and we could go back to 1,000 days. I don't want to do 1,000 days for one. I want to do a 1 for 1,000. So we can't miss the God moment that we're in right now. There is a God moment with our kids. There's a God moment. I talked to Marianne. I said, Marianne, you know, we talked about Activate for the kids this last kids camp. And we wanted the kids to begin to activate the things that they already have. But I said, Marianne, no matter what, I want you to share what God's put it on your heart. So one time, one Sunday service, she talked about her testimony. You guys remember her testimony? When she was a baby, she had a lot of what? Heart issues, right? Bristol, Abigail, remember her heart issues? So at a very young age, she was separated from her parents. And she was put on a plane, and she didn't have her mom, and she didn't have her dad, because of the situation she was in. And she didn't know, but when she was a baby, she didn't know all these things happened, because when you're a baby, you just don't understand that. But she always felt this feeling of abandonment in her life. And she couldn't understand why until the Lord brought her to a place where he revealed to her that when she was left there, even as a baby, you guys, even as a baby, you would think she wouldn't understand, but even as a baby, she had a sense of what? Being alone and being abandoned, right? And the Lord had to bring her to a place. And as she was sharing her testimony, I just remember thinking about the place that we can always be in Christ, the place that we can always be in Christ, the place that we can always stand in Christ, Jesus. And that's what we're trying to do with our kids, because kids don't understand why they're feeling what they're feeling. They don't know. And sometimes as adults, too, you can't process everything that's happening in their lives. Kids nowadays are going through, well, back then, too, there was things that they just go through they didn't understand. So what we're trying to do is what we do is we bring them into a place of worship, get them into a place where they can understand that it's not about what I've done. It's not about what's happened to me. It's not about things that are out of my control, what my parents did, what my families did, where I was isolated. You know, you feel all these things. It's a place where God brings us into his loving arms and says, it's about who you are. Child, you are mine. And you come to a place of peace. And people begin to just all those fears and anxiety, they just begin to let them out because they know they're in a safe place. No matter where you've come from, no matter what you've been into, no matter what happened to your family. I remember growing up in a Christian home and family, and I struggled with a sense of fear. Why would I struggle with fear when I had a loving family and a loving presence? The question was, who is God and what does he want from me? That was the biggest question. So when I did something wrong, if I did something bad, I always use Lucas. Lucas, could you come up here? Lucas is my buddy. Who is Lucas? Who is Lucas? He's a child of God. He's also my what? This is my boy. The stud. Little stud. Lucas, you guys know the story. What did Lucas do? Yes, Abigail. Which time? I'm sorry. He what? He drove a four-wheeler into my window. And from that moment on, Lucas was no longer my son. Was Lucas still my son, even though he destroyed my window with the four-wheeler? Now, you are. Now, that might have been dad's problem, because he was only about three, and it was supposed to be like six and older. But you know, Lucas was, he wanted to try it out. So Dad let him, and I turned my back for 2 seconds, literally 2 seconds. And he had found the window to the house, didn't you? Were you okay? That's right. So Lucas was a little scared, and Dad was scared too, because Mommy was coming home any minute. So I had to figure out what I was going to do. But the thing of it is even though something happened, it didn't change who Lucas was to me. Not for 1 second did that change. You remember the shift with the circle in the Godhead? Even though you made a mistake or you did something wrong, that does not push us away from God. And that sense of insecurity, when I grew up, I don't share this a lot, I prayed for my salvation every night because I thought something bad. I did. I grew up, and every time a prophet come to church, I was shaking in my boots because I was scared that he was going to reveal all the bad things that I was doing. I'm not kidding you. I didn't understand that God was looking not to show me or shame me, but he was looking to say, you don't have to be afraid of me. This is a safe place that you can always be, no matter where you are, no matter where you're at. So Lucas is always safe with me. I know we had a moment, but Lucas was always going to be my son. And guess what? That window cost me $780. You ever heard of a triple pane window? I have. That was a triple pane window, and he went through all three glasses of window there, and he broke that seal. But you know what? He paid the price. Dad paid the price. Daddy God paid the price. So it's not about punishment. It's not about trying to figure out how am I going to come up to make this right. What do I need to do? It's about coming to the arms of God and allowing him to take care of everything that needs to be taken care of. And Lucas, you're still my son, right?
Yeah.
Were you always my son?
Yeah.
All right, good job. Thank you, Lucas. He'll be notorious. He'll be notorious for that. And here's a scripture from Psalms 28:7 that we've been working with the kids. Here's what I like about this. What we've been doing in Kids Camp has been a continuation from January 1st. January 1st, we've been talking about identity, who they are. We carried that into camp, and now we're going to carry it from camp. We're carrying the whole thing through, and we're going to continue to build on that. We talked about the Lion King. Everybody here, all these kids know about the Lion King, right? Who's the devil in the Lion King? Yes, Dominic, who's the devil?
Scar
is the devil. And what did the devil do to Simba? What did he do? What did he say?
Run away and never return.
He told Simba. And who is Simba? Simba is going to be what? Who said that? The king. Simba was going to be the king. No matter what, he's king. But Scar told him, was that the truth, to run away? Was he scared? Why did he run away? Why did he run away, Emmanuel?
I don't know.
You ever watched The Lion King? Someone needs to watch. He needs to watch The Lion King. Yes, Bristol. Why did he run away? What did he think?
Because he thought it was his fault.
He thought it was his fault that his dad died. And Scar came up to him, and he told him, what did you do, Lucas? You smashed that window. You better run away because your mom and dad are going to be angry with you. And that's what the devil told him. And what did Simba do? What did he... He ran away, didn't he? Yes. He ran away because he was scared that he killed. And was that the truth? It's not. Was that the truth, kids?
No.
No. He did not have to run away because the truth is that he was still king, right? He was still king, and he still belonged in the kingdom, and it was not his fault. And sometimes the enemy wants to lie to you. Just because something happens in your family, just something happens in your business, and this goes for the older kids, come on. You older kids out there who have been doing something, just because of that does not change who you are. Does not change your destiny, doesn't change your future. Where was Simba supposed to be? Where did he need to go back to? Yes, man, Abigail. Yes, where did he need to go back to? What is it? Pride Rock? Is that the name of the place? Was it Pride Rock? Man, she needs extra points. I didn't even know that. She needed to go back home to Pride Rock. So we all have a rock that we need to stand on. Abigail, you're preaching this morning, Abigail. You are a preacher. She needed to go back to the rock, his homeland. That's where he belongs. Listen, this is where we always belong. And no matter what happens in life, things are always trying to knock you off your rock. Knock you off your rocker. Knock you off whatever it is that the Lord has called you to be. He's called you to be here and stand it, and you don't even understand. Here's the thing. You don't sometimes even understand what's going on in the inside of you. And the Lord brings you to a place where you can actually find out there's things that I need to let go and trust God. There was such tremendous ministry. I'm telling you guys, there was chaos going in the back, kids doing crazy things, and then there was ministry coming up back here when Marianne laid out the river and talked about stepping in the river and allowing God to heal, just like God healed her. So there were kids up here getting ministered, and there were kids back there doing a whole bunch of things. And there's all these things going on at the same place. And what you would think would be chaos was actually God ministering to the whole bunch at the same time, where kids were free to be themselves and yet be honest and be transparent before the Lord, that they were not being judged. Okay, this is the way you act in church. This is the way you what do. Yes, there's order. Yes, there's room to allow the Spirit to go. Yes, there's all those things. But we need to know who we are so we can facilitate the move of God. And we need to recognize the Spirit and say, okay, allow God to have His way. Allow Him to take this whole service over. Allow Him to do whatever He needs to do so we don't miss that moment. Come on. So we don't miss that moment. Psalms 28:7. Did I read that already? No, well, there we go. You are my strength and my shield from every danger. When I fully trust in You, help is on the way. He wants us to get into that place where this is where we belong. This is our home, no matter where I am, where I'm home at night, in my bed, thinking about the next day of work for you older kids, and you think about all the stuff right now, you're thinking about everything you need to do. Pastor, you got so much work to do. You got to talk to this person, this person, this person, this person. And you're in the middle of church service, and you're not even thinking about where you are right now or what God's trying to say. Because I've been there. I do that. I'm just like, hello, Tom, hello. You ever see Back to the Future when he hits him in the head with that cane? Hello, McFly. Hello, where are you? You're not even where you are right now. Because you're busy somewhere else. Younger kids, too. I'm not sure about where I'm at. I'm not sure about what's going on. But just allow the Lord. That's why I say in worship, when you're training kids in worship, just be still and just listen. You don't know what God's doing, but just allow the Lord to speak. It may not be an audible voice, but He's touching something in your heart. And we're learning to trust that space. So, I need a volunteer. We're not going to do the hot seat, but I need a volunteer. Noah, you want to be a volunteer? No, you don't know what to do? See, that's trust right there. That's what I call trust. Because I'm a crazy guy. We might do anything. All right, where's your space? Where's the place you need to stand, Noah? Do you know? Do you know who you are? No. But you were finding out something this week, didn't you? A little bit? Did you like camp? Was it fun?
Yeah.
Okay, awesome. I want you to stand in that space right up over there. Yeah. Now, who's Noah? Remember, was Noah ever in the hot seat, kids? We didn't put him in the hot seat. So, who is Noah? Do you guys know who Noah is? Dan, do you know who Noah is? Who is he? What? Who is he? He built a big boat. Did Noah build a big boat? Who is Noah?
Noah's the one who saved all the animals from the flood.
Brilliant minds think alike. That's right, you guys. Do you know who Noah is?
A son of God.
A son of God. Noah, are you a son of God? It looks like you're a son of God. What else?
Child of God.
Child of God.
He's a child of God and a mighty warrior.
And a mighty warrior. We've been working on that for a while, too, about the identification that God... And when you're on God's team, right... You remember David and Goliath? Okay, you can just face forward. And you guys all stood, just keep, yep. Who was behind David when he faced Goliath? Do you guys remember? He said, David said, you come at me with a sword and a spear, but I come at you in the name of the Lord of what? Heaven's armies. So who's behind Noah as a child of God? Who's behind him, Bristol or Abigail? Heavens, seriously, a whole army is behind Noah? What is it like when you go through life knowing that heaven's army is on your side? So if I drive through a window, is heaven's army still on my side? Is it? But it was $780. Right? That's a lot of money. Who here has $780? Okay, can I talk to you guys after church? Yeah, that's great. $780 deal. Yet the Lord of Heaven's army is still on your side. Noah, if you ever did anything wrong, and we're not going to talk about any of that, but if you did, Is Josh and Heidi still on your side?
Yeah.
That's a sign of a good, good father. I am still on your side. Another sign is, it says here, that he's our sword and our shield. This is Marianne's sword. She left it, so we claimed it. Here we go. He wants to equip us with things. You want to go get those? He wants to equip us with the sword of the Spirit. It's also the word of God. So you know what the word is. So we, in Bible school or kids school back there, we go this. In Luke 10:19, it says, you will trample on every demon before you and overcome every power of Satan possesses. Every power. Absolutely nothing will be able to harm you as you walk in this authority. So you are king. You are like Simba. You are a king in through and through. You are a child of God. You are a mighty, mighty warrior. Let me see that for just 1 second. I equipped you. You are a mighty warrior. So it's not just that we stand in the place, because the enemy wants to try to knock us off, right? Man, you're good. He wants to try to knock us off a place, right? So what Marianne did is he tries to throw in lies. What lies can we say, right? That you're no good. That you're not a strong kid. You're not a mighty warrior. You know this. And the enemy tries to push us off our spot. But we need to know who we are. And we need to stand, right? And sometimes Marianne was saying, sometimes he tries to get close. But the Lord wants to equip us with the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God. And he wants to teach us that he's got weapons for us. So when the enemy tries to come at us with things from a distance, we can see them coming, right? Noah, you're no good. You're not very strong. Come on, hit that thing like you mean it. Hit that thing like you mean it. It's okay. I know we're church. There you go. Noah, you know what? You're just a little guy. You're too young to be learning about this God stuff. Oh, you're too young to be learning about who you are in God. Oh, you know what? Because you broke that window, Noah. You never broke a window, did you? Did he ever break a window? Maybe. Did he? Because you broke the window, Noah, you're no longer loved. Ho! Because Noah, you know what? You didn't say eat your Wheaties this morning, you're not a good kid. No, that's not true. It says in his word, it says, you will trample over every demon before you and overcome every power of Satan. Possesses. Absolutely nothing will be able to harm you. As you walk in this authority, right? Simba went back home to Pride Rock. Simba went back home to where he belongs in his home. And the enemy was trying to knock him off. Things happen in life that tries to knock you off of your identity and who you are. And he keeps trying to throw things at you that try to make you afraid and scared and make you walk away from God. But when you have the sword and you keep fighting back and back and back, you stand on the authority which God has given you in that place. Nice job, buddy. Good job. Thank you. You don't need to take it in and stand there any longer. We've allowed the enemy to speak lies about identity, about church, about family, about how things are long enough. We're not going to miss our moments anymore, right, kids? Are you ever going to miss your moments? No. Does anybody have anything about camp that they want to share, that they really want to share about camp that was really, come on, Noah, do you want to share? Be brave, buddy. You were just knocking it out of the park here. Anybody else want to share something? Dominic, Abigail, what? Did you have fun? It's okay. Why are you guys? I know. It's okay. Come on up, buddy. Did you like camp?
Yes.
You want me to ask you questions, or you got something you want to say?
I like pontoon out on the lake. I like dying off that.
You're dying pontoon. Did you like fishing too?
Yeah.
How about the church services? Were they long and boring?
Sometimes.
Okay, we can be honest. We can be honest. I still have the sword. Did you enjoy it?
Yes.
You want to do it again?
Yes.
All right, thank you. Awesome. You have anything else?
Nope.
Okay, anybody else? Lucas, come up here. Go ahead. Do you want me to ask you questions or do you want to say something? Yeah, go ahead.
Yes.
Was it fun?
Yes.
What did you like the most? What did you like most about camp? What was the best?
Going swimming.
Swimming. We had such a nice place to swim, and it was so warm. What else? It's okay. Is that it? All right, Dominic, did you have something? Come on up, Dom. Did you like camp?
Yeah.
Okay, what did you like the most?
Going swimming.
Going swimming?
Mm-hmm.
Now, David said you liked something about body bowling. Did you like body bowling?
Yes.
Was that fun?
Yes.
They had a water slide on the side of a hill, and we set up pins, and they would run down and slide down, and they would be human bowling balls. So that was fun. All right. Is that it? Anybody else? Abigail, come on. Bristol, you come up here too.
My favorite part was swimming, and in church, my favorite song was Sound of the Saints.
Sound of the Saints.
My favorite part was worshiping to God.
Wow, was that fun? Awesome. You sang really well. Anything else?
No.
Who was your favorite counselor?
Tom.
Oh! I made you. Huh? Hold on here. I've still not done paying for that one window yet, so. Oh, there we go. Okay. Anybody else? Come on up. Ian, right? How's your lip? Your lip okay?
Yeah.
What'd you like?
I like swimming.
Yeah. If you had one place to go and on vacation, where would that place be? Remember Marianne asking? Where do you want to go?
Las Vegas.
Las Vegas. Really? That's interesting. Do you have fun?
Yeah.
All right. Do you want to do it again?
Yeah.
Okay, that's the best thing. You want to do it again. Want to thank everybody, anybody else who sponsored. Listen, the camp is a little bit more cost-wise, but it is so worth it. They have a great facility and staff, and already we're talking about next year just to get fundraisers up there. Do we have any other testimonies written down? Did we get anything? You want to share counselors? Bethany, could you guys want to share something quick about what you saw and how things went? That would be really good. Joseph and Jenny and even Jack and Roman, if you guys want to watch out for the...
Cool. Well, camp was really, really great. Just want to give a big thanks to Tom and Jen for all that they did do for camp. Lots of meetings and lots of sacrifice. That was good. And definitely leadership of the church and Sandy coming up every single day and going home and taking care of us there, too. I think my favorite part was they had a hot seat where Marianne would usually pull out a couple of kids of each service. And she'd, you know, a little icebreaker of, you know, what's your favorite dessert and what's your favorite car to drive or something like that. And then she would get into, well, you know, who are you? Who does God say you are? And so, you know, most of the kids, you know, were, I think all the kids are mostly church kids, but there was a group that came from DL who, and I really enjoyed listening to them. A lot of them are in the foster care system. So it was just, she would ask them who they are, and a lot of them would be like, you know, oh, I'm a child of God. And well, what does God say you are? And I think my favorite part was, you know, when they didn't have the answer, Marianne's like, well, let's ask God. And so she would have us all close our eyes. We would all pray and then just listen to what God had to say. And then she would go around the room and ask them. And one of the counselors would usually write it down and give it to them afterwards. And these kids all had the same thing. And it wasn't always the same cookie cutter answer for all of them. You know, was you are strong and you are courageous and you are a warrior, you're a worshiper. And I think this, you know, for a lot of the kids, it could have been the first prophetic words that they've gotten. And it came from their own peers, from their own kids' church and stuff. So that was my favorite part, where everybody kind of poured into each other and heard from God first and then spoke into life or into their being. And, you know, a lot of those kids, like I said, that were in the foster care system, I think it spoke to them a lot. And we got to write it down and give it to them to take home so they could read it over and over. So that was my favorite part.
Where else, Joseph?
The camp was indeed wonderful.
The kids had a wonderful time. One thing that I love about the camp, I want to take this time to say thanks to the community church and Pastor Tom, Jane, and all the counselors. You know, at such a young age, for the kids, when you bring them together, especially teaching them about the Word of God, like Proverbs 22, verse 6, train up a child in a way that he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. So I think the camp is very wonderful. It is time that we bring out these kids in the Word of God, that when they grow, they will not depart from that knowledge. Another thing I enjoy about the camp during the time of worship, the way they keep came together, holding one another in hands, worshiping, I mean just pouring out everything before the Lord. It was wonderful. So we want to bless God for them. We want to encourage the church, the director, at least to incorporate other kids from other churches and things. That is good. In such a time, we need to train our kids in the things of God, that when they are old, they will not depart from it, especially knowing who they are in the Lord, knowing their identity, that they are loved by God, they are wonderfully and fearfully made in the image of God. May God bless you.
I guess for me, my biggest thing was just to see kids activate and to be free in the presence and in the spirit, and just even in the worship, and just see them come forth in who they are, and even with the prophecy and the prophetic, to see them to understand who they really are and to really grasp a hold of that. Yeah, I am a child of God. Yes, I am a warrior. And to just see them, and even like Bethany was sharing, when it coming from the other kids, to see that come forth. All your kids were amazing. It was just an amazing time, and it was just a blessed time, and it's just the ministry, the worship, and everything that went into those kids. I just really see them coming forth in who they are and who just who God is for them, and that no matter what they do, that God is still on their side and God is still for them. And just to even the truth, to believe truth of who they are, that the enemy can come in and lie and say all these things, but that they would know the truth, and that truth will set them free. And that's the biggest thing we had, was the truth. The truth will set you free. And that they would believe the truth of who they really are. And they are amazing kids. They really are. They're all special and unique, and they're just wonderful. And we had a great time with them, and it was just a blessed time. So that's what I have.
Well, I too want to say thank you to Tom and Jan and all the counselors, Bethany, Joseph, and the ones from Ashby, or not Ashby, Alexandria. The team that counseled were absolutely, they gave so much. They were constantly attentive to every need of every child, and every child got ministered to. I think my favorite part was to observe the children away from their families and in a setting that was so free for them that they really let go. There was no fear. After the first night, there was no fear and intimidation on the kids. They just let go and had fun, and it was just so awesome to see them just get really real with themselves. And I love the hot seat. I think, Bethany, you're so right. That was so amazing. Roman, when you got in the hot seat, I mean, your grandma was back there crying, because it was so awesome to see how the kids ministered to one another at that time, and it happened many other times too. But it was just an amazing camp, and I think for me, I was able to observe the kids, and I know who's followers, and I know who's leaders. And now we're going to challenge you that are leaders, that you're going to lead well, because you have a lot of followers, and they're watching you. And the minute that you step up, they'll step up. And so I just really want to speak to our team, that to bring these kids up now, and one of the things, they really showed friendship to each other, and they care for each other. And when the littler ones needed something, they were there for them, and they supported. And they led well. And so I don't know, I just felt like now when we go into children's church, I know how to minister to each one of these kids a little bit deeper and a little bit more individual, because their words, the words that are over them are going to have to be, like Joseph said, they're going to have to be trained in how to act in that word. And so the Holy Spirit is going to definitely help them and do that. But my prayer was that the kids would have an experience and an encounter with God, and I really believe that happened. That happened. They might be shy today and not come up here, but God did touch each one of them. I saw it. And I can't wait till Jeremy, till you get a video of it, because your kids were amazing. So thank you for sending them. Thank you for all the sponsors that paid for kids that couldn't afford to go. It was so worth it, and your money was well spent. So that's what I have to say.
All right. Okay. Well, that's powerful. And I was talking with Tom yesterday and a couple other individuals, and I said, you know, if there's a purpose to the plan, this is the plan, and the purpose is to bring these young people forth in everything that is on the inside of them. And actually, I thought they did real good today because, and who just gave us the word? That was Jennifer, yeah. It was Youth and Truth, an epicenter for Youth and Truth. And you remember Welcome to Our New Day, that was 2006, and there was a prophetic word, an epicenter for Youth and Truth, and I think that you hit that pretty much again. That's our purpose. That's the plan. And again, the truth that God has for us is so very, very powerful. I do want to say all of the other folks from so many different areas, whether it be Detroit Lakes area, which will be Tom and the team here has connected with that. That's Marianne that spoke last week on what she's doing up in the city of Winnipeg. You know, I've worked with the Indian people for 41 years, and I'd have to say in my heart that that's not my plan. And because they have their plan, but when I run into someone with a plan that's going to reach youth and truth, that just rings something so true. So we really appreciate Mary Ann to come down and to do the work. That was a fantastic deal. Okay, so we're going to, this is the 1st of July, okay? And I believe that the 1st of July, that the prosperity of God is going to come upon the youth and the truth of what we're wanting to accomplish for these days ahead. And so we're going to receive an offering for youth and truth. Yeah. Can you do that? We haven't received the offering this morning, so we're going to receive it. And with connection, we receive it with youth and truth. The purpose of Community Church International, United Team International, is to reach the youth of the world that we live in, and that we all get to be part of that. We all get to be part of it. I do want to say there was a prophetic word on my heart. It was Jewel and Hope. Yeah. And those two words was Jewel. Something is precious that we're hoping for. And Jolie, there's something precious that the Jewel and Hope that we're looking to. And I just want you to take that in your calling. And let's not lose what we have been given by the Lord. Sometimes we think that we grow up and we outgrow the things that God has given us. Hope, you're a hope to a generation, and we're looking for the Jewel. And then also, Jolie, the word of the Lord over your life needs to be activated. And the only one that can activate that is you. So we just believe that. And so would you come, Jeff? Let's pray. Father, we thank you, Lord, for truth and youth, an epicenter of truth and youth. And God, we're looking even to the church, Lord, that you're building on the earth. And even in 2018, the purpose and the plan is that upon this rock, upon this revelation, upon what God is doing, upon what Jesus came to do, was to change generations. And so, Father, we believe, like, Lord, as we sow into this offering even today, Lord, that we would see dynamic things. As Tom was talking about, you know, is it worth putting your all, your finances and everything into your children? And so, Father, we just ask, Lord, that that would be the purpose and the plan for these years ahead. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. God bless you in your giving. If you're making out a check, you can make it payable to the community church. And, Tom, you can take over with the kids from there.
All right, Jewel and Hope, you guys come up with your offerings. And then Jewel and Hope and Jenny, Miss Jenny, put this these moves together for this one song. So, kids, remember this song that they did? We did one song, and we're going to do another one. So Hope and Jewel, I call these two the Olsen twins because they're always, it's just everything is, they are such a great team. Yeah. Okay, bless you. I just want to say, too, when Jake was talking about, we had Abednego's Church representation from Grand Forks. We had my hometown, Twin Valley. We had Fergus Falls. We had Detroit Lakes. We had Thief River. We had representation for so many, and I believe that's growing because, again, I love what Marianne was saying. We're not competing. We're not comparing, but we're complimenting. We compliment with Marianne. We capture each other's in the spirit, and then we're up there doing it. Okay, kids, we're going to end on this. Adult kids, who should we pick one adult? If you could pick one adult to come up here and help you, anybody. I'm talking any adult. Except for the ones that are saying really no. who do you want to be up there doing it? Let's Jewel and Hope pick. Because I know Noah and Ian were picking on Josh, but we're not gonna do that to Josh this morning. That's not, it's okay. No, that's fine. Go ahead, Noah and Ian, you guys come up though. You guys come up. You guys are good. Come on, Ian. All right, Beth. I'll go up there. Miss Jen, go up there. Oh, okay. After this, I don't know if we'll dismiss after this. If it gets too crazy in here for the adults, you guys need to go. That's fine. You get too wild. Or maybe we should just come up to the front. Come on, everybody. This is what we're doing. All the kids, Caitlin, Hallie, you guys want to come to the front too with us? Come on up. Toby, come on.